Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. The focus of the second Perek of Maseches Shabbos is the obligation to light candles just before Shabbos comes in. Now the reason for this obligation is either for the honor of Shabbos, it is considered an honor to light candles for the sake of Shabbos, or it could be so that the one can enjoy themselves on Shabbos, because there is a mitzvah of Oinig Shabbos, of enjoying oneself on Shabbos, and rejoicing, and so if you light candles, that facilitates the enjoyment, and it allows for a peaceful home where you can see everything, you're not just in a dark room, but whatever the reason may be, it is an obligation for one to light candles in the house just before the arrival of Shabbos. So the Mishnah asks, Bami Madlikin uvama ein Madlikin. With what wicks and oils may one light candles before Shabbos? And with what wicks and oils may one not use? And first the Mishnah is going to list all of the wicks which one cannot use. And the reason why you can't use these wicks is because oil doesn't enter into the wicks themselves. Rather, it just surrounds the wicks without being absorbed into it. And therefore the fire doesn't take hold properly, and it will flicker a lot, and it won't be a proper light, in which case you wouldn't have achieved the honor of Shabbos. And as well as that, there is a concern that if it is not a good flame, you might come to move about the oil, or move about the wick and play around in order to increase the fire, which as we have seen is forbidden on Shabbos. So what wicks wouldn't produce a good flame? A madlikim, one is not allowed to light lo belechesh, using the wicks which comes from the inside of a cedar tree, lo bechosen, nor may one use a wick from flax which hasn't yet been combed. Before flax has been combed and smoothened, the wick won't draw the oil very well, vlo becholoch. This is some sort of bad quality silk, vlo befsilas ha'idon. Nor may one use the wick which comes from the inside of an arava tree, vlo befsilas ha'midbar. Nor can you use a wick which is made out of some sort of weeds, which come from the desert. Again, all of these wicks will not produce a good flame. And finally, vlo birekosh al pnei ha'mayim. You can't use a wick which is made out of the moss, the green moss which is at the bottom of a ship in the sea. That can be turned into a wick, but again, that is not going to be a good flame, and therefore you cannot use it for the Shabbos candles. Now the list of the invalid oils begins, and the reason is very similar, that the following oils don't draw up and get absorbed into the wick very well, and therefore we're worried that you might come to play around with the wick, and play around with the oil, start moving it about, which is forbidden on Shabbos, to increase a fire. And another reason is that it won't be the honor of Shabbos, because it won't be a proper light. So these oils include v'lo b'zefes, one cannot use pitch, v'lo b'shavon, nor wax, v'lo b'shemen kick. The Gemara explains this to be oil which comes from a bird, actually. But again, that oil won't be absorbed in the wicks properly, and therefore cannot be used in the Shabbos candles. Now the Mishnah says you're not allowed to use v'lo b'shemen sereifa. You're not allowed to use shemen sereifa. Shemen sereifa refers to truma oil which is given to a kohen as part of the gift of truma, which then became tomei. And the halacha is, if truma becomes tomei, it has to be burnt. Now, although the truma does have to be burnt, the kohen is allowed to benefit from the burning. So that is not the reason why you cannot use it for Shabbos candles. Rather, it's for a different reason, and that is that the halacha is that karbonos which become invalid, and also need to be burnt, they cannot be burnt on Yom Tov. It's then from a posuk, but be it as it may, that also applies to truma which has to be burnt. Any sanctified food which needs to be burnt, because of its sanctified status, cannot be burnt on a Yom Tov. Now, if that's the case, why can't they use it for Shabbos candles on a regular week? The answer is, the Rabbanon decreed that on every single Shabbos, you cannot use Shemen Sereifa, in case when Yom Tov falls on a Friday, you come to use the Shemen Sereifa on that day as well. And then it will be forbidden, because it's Yom Tov that day. So to prevent that occurring, the Rabbanon said that you can never use Shemen Sereifa as the oil in your Shabbos candles. Okay, the list continues. Vloba Alyo, one cannot use the fat which comes from the tail of sheep, so you can't use that as the oil, v'lo b'chelev, nor can you use regular animal fat, because all of these things will not produce a good flame. Now Nachum Hamadi argues on this last case, and Nachum Hamadi says, madlikim b'chelev mevushal, one can light the Shabbos candles with boiled fat, because once it's boiled, it will produce a good flame. The oil will draw up in the wick very nicely. Now according to the Tanakama, it's true that boiled fat does produce a good flame, but if we allow people to use that, then they will come to use the fat even when it's not boiled. So to prevent that occurring, the Tanakama forbids one to use any fat at all. And now we have a third opinion, v'chachom omim, the chachom say, ech mevushal v'echosh einu mevushal, whether the fat is boiled or not, ein madlikim bei, you cannot use it for the Shabbos candles. And although this seems to be the same opinion as the Tanakama, the Gemara explains that the difference between the Tanakama and the chachomim is that according to one of them, although it's not clear which one, If you mix boiled fat together with a little bit of valid oil, then you can use that. Because in that case, we're not concerned that you'll come to use any fat, because this is clearly an unusual way of doing it. So it's clear that only this case is permitted.